Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. The power of cooperation, our topic for today. This is the last in this series of the spiritual powers that one can attain through Raj Yoga meditation. When I think of the word cooperation, a beautiful image comes in my mind. The meeting of the East with the West in great humility and in homage to the Divine. It is really an honor and a great delight that I have with us in our studios today, Sister Jayanti, the European Director of the Brahma Kumaris. Welcome, Sister Jayanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Sister Jayanti, this is the last power in this series of spiritual power in meditation. Is there a significance why this power is the last? The first one was a power to draw within. But why is this the last power?
If you think about the subject of cooperation and how little cooperation there is in the world today, you can see that it's because of a lack of spiritual power. And as we develop our own inner power within through the connection with God, what we're learning to do is to be able to collect our own inner energy, pack up all the negativity and throw it away. We're learning to tolerate, to accommodate, to create a clear state of mind so that then I can discern and I can then make the right decisions, I can face situations. So I need all of these things before I can work with others and cooperate with others.
So this is like reaching the top of the ladder rather than the bottom of the ladder.
I need all of the other powers in my life so that then, yes, I need to be able to work with many, and in a sense that's the top of the ladder that will then get us a better world.
What image comes up in your mind when we speak about the power of cooperation?
There's an image they use in the scriptures in India, and they say that the mountain was lifted when everyone gave their little finger together. It was just the little finger, but everybody had to give it together at the same time. And then can you imagine, a whole mountain was lifted. And what it's saying is that a task which would otherwise be considered impossible becomes possible when everybody decides together, yes, we're going to do this. And with one thought, one heart, one mind, one spirit, we give our finger of cooperation.
You kept saying figure one and one. Can we say that when we cooperate, it's like one plus one is equal to two? But look again, one and one becomes 11. Is this the power of the gathering or the power of cooperation?
It is. It's true that our energies multiply when we come together. But think about it a bit further. If we add that point of light who is the supreme between you and me, so that it's not even just 11, but it becomes 101. And the more zeros you add, the more it multiplies. And so the more we stay in God's remembrance, the greater the ability to cooperate together, but also the greater the achievements that are possible.
So it's great. So instead of one and one, we make it 101.
Yeah. Or
putting
even 1001.
1000.
Or 10001. Keep on adding.
That's beautiful. You spoke about lending just a tiny hand. Is the power of cooperation just a question of lending a hand and that's it, I stay back?
Cooperation actually means many, many different things. It means whatever it is I have, if I'm using that for a task, especially a task which is of benefit to humanity, then it's possible to do it, which means that we can use our thoughts. Maybe I can't physically be present with somebody, but I can send my good wishes, the power of my thoughts and the power of my mind. I can use my body. Maybe you need my physical help to do something that you can't do today, or two of us doing it today will make it happen much more quickly. You need the power of wealth. Everything functions in the physical dimension with wealth, and if I just squander it wastefully, it serves no one. Or if I just use it for my own comfort and luxury, then that's just me. But some will say let me use the resources that I have, the financial resources I have, to be able to serve others. And in fact, this is how the Brahma Kumaris function.
Sister Jayanti, you said something very, very beautiful about you may not be physically present, but yet you could cooperate with your mind. Does it mean to say that I sit here and I know that my child is far away abroad, and he can sit there and I know he's going through an interview, he's going through his examinations, and I can actually sense the power of my thoughts and cooperate in keeping him calm and keeping him peaceful and making it success?
It's a reality that thoughts travel through time and space, and especially when there's a relationship of love, my thoughts reach you instantly. And so if I'm thinking of you with good feelings and good wishes, they'll reach you. And so yes, we can cooperate long distance, we can cooperate remotely with good wishes.
You spoke also very beautifully about cooperating with wealth. So money is not bad, it's how you use it.
That's right. I was telling you about how the Brahma Kumaris function, for example. We don't charge fees for anything that we do, nothing. Whether it's a course or a lecture or a retreat or a conference, everything is available.
This is worldwide?
This is worldwide. It's like the sunshine that's available freely to everyone, because it's not my property. I can't charge you for it. It comes from above.
How does it fund itself?
Well, this is how it happens, that if a person has taken benefit, then they want the work to continue, and so they cooperate by using their wealth to help. Some will cooperate by using their talents, their skills. All our work worldwide is done by volunteers, and so they're doing it because they've had benefit, and so they want others to take benefit also. So the power of cooperation can extend on many, many different levels.
The power to cooperate, I can imagine. This is it's just amazing to hear this, at how the whole institution is funded just by people wanting to cooperate. Some people use their space, some people, this is how the Brahma Kumari has really moved forward. It's an unusual concept compared to others where where, you know, things are not, you're charged for basically many things. How do you use the power of cooperate in creating team spirit?
If you think,
so when you work with volunteers,
mm-hmm.
you're using your power of cooperation. I'm using my skills, you're using ability, your speed, your wealth. How does it build team spirit?
A team is only possible when there is cooperation. And if any one member of the team has the ego to think that, well, they can't manage without me, then the team isn't going to function very well. I'm thinking about, say for example, if you've got this beautiful car and you look inside the engine, then there's big parts and there's little parts, but everything is working in synchronicity. And if even a tiny little part is missing or is malfunctioning, this amazing beautiful vehicle comes to a standstill.
Complete.
So everything has to work together in harmony. Or you think about a team of players on the sports field. It's one person who's going to kick the ball that lands up in the goalpost, but it's everybody who's worked together with a strategy to make that happen, and everybody had that one focus. And so not everybody's going to get the ball into the goal, into the net, but everybody works together to make that happen. And so everyone together in a team is what cooperation is about. There's a lovely word in Hindi, sayog, and it's connected very much with the word yoga. So when I'm
sayog
in yoga with God, then everyone can cooperate with me, because I've been able to rid myself of my ego. Without yoga with God, my ego keeps interfering and cooperation doesn't happen.
So what hinders cooperation is ego.
But
so I will not, if I am egoistic, I need help in what I need to do, but if I'm egoistic,
people will turn away. They're not going to be ready to come forward to help you.
Even though they know that I am talented enough to be able to do many things.
No matter how many talents and skills I have, until I had the humility to acknowledge that the talents and skills of others are also vitally important to a task, the task isn't going to be achieved. I cannot do very much on my own. I can try, and I'll be able to get this much done. But I need everyone's cooperation to make it happen. And you can't make people cooperate, but you can win their cooperation through your humility, through giving them respect, through recognizing their talents and skills, and then people will work together with you.
I can see how the humility comes in. I can see people who are very successful, and if you credit them for their success, they actually bounce back and says, no, it's all teamwork.
It's the reality. Even though there's one person who's the star of the movie, but behind the scenes there's an army that actually made it happen. So when a film star gets an Oscar, then usually they say that it was everybody who had a hand. And so that recognition is very important, that even though it might be one person in front, yet still it's the power of cooperation of many that allows something to happen. It wouldn't otherwise.
So it's very beautiful that you put it together between cooperation, the power of cooperation. So arrogance or ego hinders my cooperation, and yet humility brings on cooperation.
The other thing that happens in today's world especially is the competition and the conflict. We think that it's only by conflict that you can resolve situations. We forget that communication, and through communication, cooperation will resolve problems and disputes. We think that competition is the way to go.
Before I go into this idea of competition, I like this power to cooperate. How can I awaken this power within me? How can I create this ability to cooperate? Because now I want to.
Recognizing that the task that is ahead of us, that of creating a better world, can only happen if there's power from God and if there's cooperation amongst all of us together. Because I see that the present conditions of the world are such that we don't have an alternative. Either we cooperate together and work together, or is there a future? There's a very big question mark about this. And so it's with God's love, God's power, that I say, yes, Hanji, I'm able to give you respect. I'm able to maintain my own dignity without being worried that you're going to rob me of my role and my job. Because competition also means that we don't want anyone else to progress.
I want to bring this idea of the power of cooperation in a corporate world. You mentioned something very beautiful about competition. Competition and conflict. Competition is fierce in a corporate world. Why would I want to cooperate with a colleague of mine who's equally talented? Why would I want him to move forward? I might fear losing my own space. It's the survival of the fittest, isn't it?
Well, what I've found is that if two people who have talents come together and work together, a task that would otherwise be difficult gets achieved quickly and with greater success. And so it's a win-win situation. It's not that one wins and one loses, but we both win together. We're both able to say that yes, this is possible. And my experience is that if I'm encouraging another to move forward, I actually am moving forward myself. I'm creating more space for myself to do other things.
So I have to have this belief that if I make someone move forward, I will move forward myself.
There'll be more opportunities that will open up.
So that's not the end of me. Even though he takes my position, something else you think will come up for me?
There'll be something even better that I'll be able to do through the things that I have learned up to now. If I get stuck at that position, I'm not going to learn and grow anymore. But if I've been able to help another come to that, they play that role. But there's something more I can learn and something further I can do. this is how it works in the Brahma Kumaris, at least. What we've seen is that within 75 years of existence, and in particular 40 years of service abroad, the Brahma Kumaris have now been able to reach 110 countries. And that's only been possible because each one of us will encourage others to move forward. And so as you allow others to move forward, you're moving forward yourself. There'll always be space for something better, something more, something to learn. And so the whole worldwide organization has expanded because of the power of cooperation.
So you work together hand in hand and you move forward. That's a very beautiful concept with the power of cooperation. Today we live in an interdependent world. Nations depend on each other. So how do we see the power of cooperation working here?
If I think about two things, for instance, the economic crisis and also climate change, I think these two issues make us realize that no one nation or a few nations are going to be able to resolve the situation of the globe. It's only through that understanding of cooperation and coexistence and interdependency that we're going to be able to bring about a transformation so that we're coming to a state of economic justice and we're able to come to a state where we agree and trust each other that yes, we're going to be able to do something about the world of nature and the environment.
So is this what the Copenhagen Summit on Environment believes in? Is this what people now believe in, that really bringing in the power of cooperation, you can bring about a change in nature?
Some people. The governments haven't yet come to that conclusion, but some people, people like the Brahma Kumaris, believe very much that it's as people from across the world come together, then our good wishes and pure thoughts and transformation of the self is going to impact nature, because our greed and anger and ego, aggression, has caused a destruction of the environment. And so the rebuilding and the recreation and transformation can happen only through purity, love and good wishes. And it has to be from everyone all together. But there are also some scientists who believe that the way forward is the next step has to be the trust in each other and being able to work together. So at the moment, it's not the idea of governments, but certainly it's the idea of spiritual people, but also of some very enlightened scientists who understand this viewpoint and say that, yes, it's going to teach us to cooperate, because if we don't learn to cooperate, there isn't a future.
Because I guess it's the need of the hour. They are seeing how hands joined together can bring about a change. I see. It's great to believe that the world might turn toward a spiritual thinking using this power of cooperation. Lastly, coming to myself, how do I make my body cooperate?
It's true that sometimes the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. But as the spirit grows stronger through that connection with the divine, then what I do is allow God's light and love to not only reach the soul, but also reach the body. And this body is healed, and this body is strengthened, and so this body is energized and is able to cooperate with me better.
I have a question on this aspect. I want to believe that the world is going in a better place. I understand now that nations are working together using the power to cooperate to bring the world to a better place. I also want to believe that God, up above, the divine creator, wants to see the world a better place. And if he is planning that the world should be a better place, how can I cooperate with God? One. Second, he's almighty, he's all powerful. He can get things done in any way possible. Does he really need my cooperation to make the world a better place?
We've made a mess of the planet.
Yes.
And so what God would like us to do is to be able to work together and to be able to create a better world together. So yes, if God were to create a better world, all the effort is His and the reward is His. But if I connect with God and get rid of my ego and my weaknesses and I say, yes, I'm going to work with you so that we use our talents and skills together, so that we cooperate together, then we create a better world for ourselves, which we can enjoy. And so God supplies us the power with which to be able to make the world a better place for us to live in and enjoy.
Sister Jayanti, that sounds all so beautiful, that the power of cooperation can bring about such unity and such change in the minds of people and in the world at the end. Please take us on a journey in meditation using the power to cooperate.
In the awareness of the soul, my thoughts go to the Supreme. And from the Almighty Authority, I receive light and might. This light removes the darkness that I have been in. God's light is the light of love and the light of truth. The light enables me to understand. And as I draw God's might within the soul, God's power cleanses the soul so that my ego, my weaknesses can all be removed. I on my own wouldn't be able to do this, but my compassionate mother and my Almighty Father, the Supreme, are able to do this. And as I am transformed and I see the goodness within the self, I also begin to see the goodness of others. I recognize that I alone would be able to do only a little, that I, with others, in God's remembrance, can truly transform this world. God's light, God's might, shows me how and gives me the power so that I change myself, and together with cooperation we change the world so that we create a world of peace, of justice, of love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you very much, Sister Jayanti, for that beautiful commentary. the power to cooperate. Let's go back to all the previous powers that we have done in the previous sessions. And let's take a look how each power became dependent on the other. The power to withdraw insight works together very cleverly with the power to pack up. The power to pack up works very well with the power to tolerate. I cannot tolerate if I don't know how to accommodate, and hence the two powers go together. Following these powers, the power to discern. If I don't know how to discern, how can I decide on the right move or the right action? And yet, the power to face. The power to face is perhaps one of the kings of the powers. When I learn to face my own self, my own reality, with the truth that is within me, I then can awaken this beauty of the power of cooperation. The power of cooperation sounds very simple because it is simple. All you need to do is cooperate with your mind. Wherever you are, wherever your loved ones are, send them beautiful thoughts, powerful thoughts, peaceful thoughts, and they will receive them with your body and your wealth. Thank you very much for all this enlightenment, Sister Jayanti. Thank you for joining us.